الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم Alhamdulillah barakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host and instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Today we're going to talk about fragile vessels. So what I mean by that? This particular hadith, to summarize it, this hadith is about the importance of being careful and taking precautions when handling fragile items. Let me continue. Anas, the son of Malik, reported that Sulayma was with the wives of the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him. And a camel driver had been driving the camel and on the back of the camel or on the cart was women. Thereupon, Allah's apostle, at peace be upon him, said, "Anjas, drive slowly, for you are carrying on the camel's vessels of glass." So what does that mean? Was he actually carrying vessels of glass that we drink from or put water in? Or what was he carrying? In that particular cart, he was carrying precious vessels, which were women. And he told this man to please be very careful with the women inside of your cart. Drive slowly. And this emphasis is the Prophet's wives were the ones in this particular cart, but this stretches out to the women in Islam in particular, and in general, just women, period, treating them with kindness and treat them like vessels of glass. Don't drop them. Don't mishandle them. You may break them up or harm them in some kind of way when you are the ones that go and mistreat them or mishandle them. So let's go into the quick lesson, then we go to the explanation of this particular hadith. The quick lesson from this hadith is be careful while handling fragile items or any other task that requires extra attention and caution in order to avoid any damage or harm caused due to negligence or carelessness. So let's get into explanation. The explanation here is this hadith is narrated by Anas ibn Malik, which is Anas the son of Malik, who was a companion of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In this hadith, Sulaim was traveling with the wives of the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, on camels that were driven by a camel driver named Anjas. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, then instructed Anjas to drive slowly as they were carrying vessels made of glass, which are fragile and can easily break if not handled with care. This hadith teaches us the importance of being careful and taking precautions when handling fragile items or any other task that requires extra attention and caution in order to avoid any damage or harm caused due to negligence or carelessness. It also emphasizes on the need for patience while performing tasks, as rushing through them can lead to mistakes which may have serious consequences in some cases. Oh, see, so we have to be patient with the women. We have to treat them and not in a careless manner, not be neglectful towards them. I know that in most cases, men are stronger than women, and that may be the case in some. And sometimes a man may take that stronger than a woman and maybe be harsh towards her. And I'm not saying all men are like this. You may have some that are very strong towards women, either verbally or mentally, emotionally, or physically strong against a woman and harmful towards her and not being patient with her. And so we men, I'm talking to the men out here in my class, that we have to treat them in a gentle way and that they are fragile. And we don't try to rearrange them or don't try to form them into the way we want them to be. They are who they are. So we have to deal with them and adjust and be very patient with them. Don't be harmful towards them. You want anyone to be harmful towards your mother or towards your grandmother or towards your aunt or towards your daughter? And do you want them to be that way towards them? No, you do not want that to happen. So you should not do that towards another female or on another female that's impacted your life or part of your life. And so my students, particularly the males, be very careful because you are around very fragile individuals. I'm not saying fragile because they can't handle life problems. I'm not saying that at all. Because sometimes women can handle life problems better than men. But I'm just saying because you may be stronger than them or have some kind of dominance over them, that you exert that dominance and that strength over the woman, and you should not be doing that. Because when ayat in Quran, it mentioned about the men are protectors and maintainers of the women. That's basically our job, to protect them and to maintain them and not to be out there harming them. And harming them, then going to another woman and harming her, and go to another woman and harming her. If you do that, the men in my class, then I suggest you get help, counseling or something like that, and someone to help you so that you won't go around harming women the way you've been doing in the past. So please handle them as fragile glass. Be careful with them. Don't be careless with them. Don't neglect them at any kind of way towards the women. Please don't do that towards them. If you've been opposite, you've been harmful towards them, careless towards them in the past, maybe even earlier today, then you switch from being harmful towards them and being more kind and gentle. That doesn't mean that you're soft as a man because you're kind and gentle towards a woman. I don't care what your society says. We're not supposed to treat the women in a harsh way. And you're not getting away with it because you think you may be getting away with it in this life. But then in the next life, the forever life, then you have to pay for what you've done. And you may have had dishonored her in this life, and you have to pay in the next life. And end up, like I said to you all before, that she may take from your good deeds, or she may end up, you having no good deeds left, so you start taking her bad deeds. And so we don't want that. You think we're giving away, we're not getting away with anything. Allah can see a black ant sitting on a black rock on a black night, so he certainly sees what you're doing. You have, as I emphasized before, you have two angels, one on your right shoulder and one on your left shoulder. The one on your right shoulder writing down your good deeds and good things that you say, and the one on your left shoulder writing down your bad deeds and the bad things that you say. So you're not getting away with anything. Even in the dark, the darkest of nights, the angels are still hard at work. Allah is well aware of what you're doing, what you've done. And you don't pay now, you pay later. And if you've done some harm towards a woman, then all individuals, any individual, you go and you ask them to please forgive you for what you've done. That you're sorry, and honestly emphasize you're sorry for the way you behave towards them and mean it. And show in your behavior that you're not going to do it again, no form and no fashion. So my beautiful students, please begin today, right now after this class, and handle our vessels of glass with all the women, and be careful with them. Don't harm them, and be very, very nice towards them. May Allah make it easy for you. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.